The Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, says that a Korban Pesach can't be carved on a Bama Siachim. It can't be makarv a Pesach on a Bama Katana. So the Mishnah Melacha, but there's a Mesupik, what's it done by Pesach Sheni? Could a Pesach Sheni be brought on a Bama Katana or not? Do we say that Dafka Pesach, regular Pesach, can't because it's Chavis Tzibur? Chavis Tzibur is not carved by Bama. Pesach Sheni is not a Chavis Tzibur, so maybe it is carved by Bama, the Bama Katana, or maybe it's the same as a Korban Pesach and it can't be carved by Bama Katana. So that's the suffix that he has, and he Baib Shver doesn't have a raya if it can be carved or not. In the Sefer Menchus Baruch, he asks on the Mishnah Melech, he says it's L'chor Mefurish and the Gemara and Zorachim and Dafidal and our sugi over here that it could be barred by Bamaktana. Sorry, that it cannot be carved by Bamaktana. Because the Mavi here is trying to learn out that even though Reb Shimon says, so the Gemara says, how do you know that applies to Chutz HaMakayim? It says, Ashkan Chutz HaZman and Chutz HaMakayim and Menalon. It's karis. Can't learn out from chutz zmanah. Imishloi l'shma. Maybe you can learn out from shloi l'shma. You can't do that because you have a pircha shekain noig babama. Shloi l'shma is noig babama. Mashen by chutz mekayim. So Zakti Gemara, no, that's not a pircha because shloi l'shma babai noig bePesach v'chatas. Where is shloi l'shma noig that apostles it after by Pesach v'chatas? Pesach v'chatas babama lo karu. You can't bring a Pesach v'chatas in a bama. And therefore, you never have a case of something which is pasul shloi l'shma, which is karv b'bama, because the only psulim is by Pesach and Chatas, and they're talking not karv b'bama. So, effectively, Chaz Baruch, if you tell me that a Pesach sheni is kasha b'bama, then we have a teretz gemara's kasha. There's a taina in the teretz of the gemara. The gemara is saying that you can't learn out from Pesach and Chatas because they're even though they're pasul, but they're pasul b'bama. But l'chari Pesach Sheni would be an exception. If your Pesach Sheni is kasha b'bama, so you have a carbon which is possible because Pesach is possible shlo l'shma, and yet it's kasha b'bama. So now the kasha gemara comes back that we have this pircha over here that you can't learn out from them because it is it's naig b'bama, and Pesach Sheni would be possible and be naig b'bama. That's the time of the Menchus Baruch on the Mishnah Melech. So what's the Mishnah on the Mishnah Melech? Why doesn't he bring the raya from our sugya? So I was thinking maybe we can answer this. I'll repeat what we said earlier on Dafid Beis. We were mitzadet over there about the suffix the achernim. Bechlal is there psul shaloi l'shma by Pesach Sheni. The whole din that Pesach is pasul shaloi l'shma is only by a regular kind of Pesach. But Pesach Sheni might have a different din. Maybe it's kasha shaloi l'shma. So we brought that there's a shayla about this, different achernim and mesupik about it. So maybe you could say that the Meshamel held like that sad, the Pesach Sheni is kasha shaloi l'shma. And in Mela, there's no tanya on the Gemara because even though Pesach Sheni might be able to be. It could be, Epshur could be brought in a Bama, but it's still not going to make a difference in the Pirchah of the Gemara because it's Taka Kasha Shloi Lishma. We need something which is Pasul Shloi Lishma in order to be able to have this Pirchah. So that might be a Yusha for the Mishnah Melech, and the Mela would be a Raya that the Mishnah Melech held that Pesach Sheni is Kasha Shloi Lishma by a Bama, and meaning on the Tzad, you say that it's Kasha B'Bama, you'd have to say that it's Hu Adin Kasha Lishma, and that would be Peshit, the Safik that the Achanim had earlier.